You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Right, time to talk entertainment, and I'm joined by Steve Newell, editor at flicks.co.nz. And my goodness, I've had a busy week at the movies this week.
Oh, it's a tough gig, isn't it? Watching all these movies.
It is a tough gig. Now, I went to the biggest screen possible to see Civil War, and I was at the IMAX cinema, and I was a little bit too close to the front. And it was quite an overwhelming experience, but it does deserve to be seen on a big screen.
Yes, and look, front row IMAX is definitely a different beast than just watching something on the telly at home, isn't it? Civil War does pack a punch. This is a new film by Alex Garland. Probably his best known film is still his debut film as a director, Ex Machina. Tends to kind of work in these sci-fi or dystopian or just slightly sideways sort of storylines. And Civil War, as the title suggests, is set in a very near future United States. A president has clung to office into his third term. There are three large armed factions fighting for control over the continent. And the film follows photojournalists who are making their way through the front lines of this conflict. I'm still processing this film, I think. I walked out going, on the one hand, it was sort of an adventure action pick. On another, it didn't quite give me the payoff that maybe I was wanting from a big sort of blockbustery movie. It sort of sits somewhere in the middle.
I think that he wants us to sit there and go, this feels a little bit too real and a little bit too possible for my liking.
Absolutely.
It's also a bit of a road trip. With the war, war included. I mean, so that the thrills are great, but you're right, they almost weren't quite enough that you wanted. But then I'm not sure the characters and their development went as far as you would like. Great cast.
And there's a good cast led by Kirsten Dunst. This is a film that was seen before, just not set in the United States of America, right? Like, you've probably seen it set in South America or maybe in war-torn Africa or somewhere like that. So there's sort of very familiar beats. I think that the message of it could happen here, which this film is screaming at its American audience, that's something that's already been raised to me by the zone of interest, by other films. It doesn't need to be hyper-contemporary to make us think about today. And I think in a way, the film retains an ambiguity. Like, there's references to things that we don't see on screen, like the Antifa massacre, which you could take one of two ways. I think the film, its politics are in its DNA, but it's trying very, very hard to leave a lot of stuff open to interpretation, no matter what position on the American political spectrum you take in.
I would like our lovely audience next week, if they happen to see it when it comes out. It's out.
This opens in cinemas this Thursday. Yeah.
I would like them to touch base with us next Sunday and let us know what they thought about the ending. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Yeah, let's not go there.
Dancing with delicate.
I am. I'm very keen to hear from people what they thought about the ending. Hey, what's Guy Montgomery up to? Love Guy.
Absolutely. Part of a big contingent of New Zealand comedians who have been smashing it at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in recent days. Guy actually was host of a gala at the start of the event, so it's like building on that Aussie profile pretty substantially. But news has also come out of ABC, the TV network in Aussie. It's official. Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee will be coming to ABC iView and ABC TV very soon. Hosted by Guy Montgomery and assisted by Aaron Chen. So these are not the episodes we've seen in New Zealand with Sanjay Patel.
Good on him. He's got a whole new Australian series.
Yeah, and so the Spelling Bee, I've kind of prattled on about this time and time again. But it's a great format that's devised by Guy, where he basically just gets to be a very cantankerous bully of a host while exposing comedians' inadequacies at spelling often some simple words. He does it live at many comedy festivals. It's been great to see in person, but yes, the TV incarnation is definitely a very singular beast, and it's great to see it'll be taking over the Aussie airwaves because, look, even Australians like to make fun of people who can't spell as well, I'm sure.
There we go. I'm a terrible speller. Of course, he is already pretty popular in Australia. I was just thinking when we had him on, he just returned after winning Best of the Fest for his show My Brain Is Blowing Me Crazy, and that was at the Sydney Comedy Festival. I think that was last year. So he's definitely kind of already sort of had a bit of an audience, didn't he? But I'm not surprised at all they've picked it up.
Absolutely. And look, the momentum just continues to build for Guy, really. He will be seen back in New Zealand with his new show at comedy festivals and comedy festival adjacent dates in a month or two's time.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Steve. We will catch up soon. Thank you very much.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rudkin, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.